K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, once again here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Hope everyone, K-State Nation, had a great holiday weekend. Merry Christmas, or I should say belated Merry Christmas to K-State Nation again. Once again, hope you're having a great, enjoying your holiday season here. And looking ahead towards the end of the week, folks, with K-State taking on Alabama in the All-State Sugar Bowl. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Your host, Eddie Greer, here with you guys once again and again. Well, I'll save it after what I'm going to say right now. Okay, so Alabama, and of course, throughout the week, I will share some of the great good moments from 2022 from the athletic season all the way through toward the end of the calendar year, which will end on Saturday as well, which is going to be a huge, I have referenced this pretty much almost every day of this podcast, huge day for K-State athletic-wise with men's, women's basketball competing on the same day. The women are on the road in Austin taking on Texas for their Big 12 Conference opener, and of course the men in their Big 12 Conference opener taking on West Virginia, and of course surrounding the big game ahead of that, which is going to kick off things for K-State athletic-wise in New Orleans. And, of course, the team, I believe, left this morning, if I'm not mistaken here. They had their last practice last week. So, hard to believe this tremendous football season is going to be all over. as well as the calendar year is going to be over and on the same day, this upcoming Saturday. But Alabama, looking at them, this is going to be, obviously, full strength on full strength, unless that something happens last minute. Guess what? This same Alabama team played Texas early on, all the way back in September, and won by 1 point on the road in Austin. Yeah, it's been kind of one of those years for them. Missed the college football playoff. So you wonder how they would come in this game. Obviously, we thought, you know, they missed college football playoff. You know, whatever. They're going to, you know, some of those top guys, they're going to go ahead and miss the game. But, of course, Nick Saban went out and made a statement 2 weeks ago now saying, hey, we're all in on this ball game. So, definitely, obviously, at Alabama, when you think about them, Nick Saban, premier national blue blood in all college football, like they have been in the past, what, decade or so, winning national championships and stuff like that. But huge opportunity for K-State. And, again, a lot more on this game. Obviously, this weekly, we'll focus specifically on this game. And we will definitely chat men's, women's basketball a little bit towards the end. But more and more importantly, this game, this weekly, we focus on this ball game for sure. And I might do dailies here and there, just focusing on Alabama, but we'll see how the week progresses here. But yeah, Alabama started out, of course, shutting out Utah State, getting past Texas on the road by one, handling Louisiana Monroe, handling them, handling Vanderbilt. Arkansas beat them on the road, barely getting by A&M at home, and then Tennessee. they really struggled against them, and of course Tennessee upset them. Yeah, they upset them Alabama was on the road at Tennessee. I watched this game from start to finish. In this game, boy, they allowed some big plays in this ball game. Tennessee beat them. Then Alabama hit on Mississippi State and an LSU. So both of their, interesting enough, both their losses coming all away from Tuscaloosa. They lost to LSU in that gutsy call by Brian Kelly there in that game there. I remember turning this game very late. I think it was coming home from a K-State game, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember which one it was. I know for sure it was a K-State game. I want to say when we shut out Oklahoma State. I'm not remembering if that was correct or not, but LSU did this game win the overtime, and LSU beat Alabama in this ball game. Here, that Alabama escapes Ole Miss, and then from there, Alabama shut out Austin Peay, and Alabama handled their rival Auburn, which leads them to this point in the season there as well. So you're looking at a 10-2 fifth-ranked Alabama team taking on Will Howard, Deuce Vaughn, Daniel Green and company, Felix Ndouke Uzama in K-State, who's ninth in the college football playoff. What a huge opportunity for the Cats, obviously, no matter the situation, how this comes out. But we managed to win this ball game. Oh, my goodness. So much momentum heading into offseason and what could be a huge offseason for Chris Klieman and his bunch, obviously, with the decisions made, and rightfully so. Let's just wait until the bowl game. That's going back old school. I like that. Let's not make it. You seeing that guys now make it declaring for the NFL draft ahead of the bowl games, a.k.a. Max Duggan, who made his decision, B.J. Robinson. That was obviously a given there as well. But back in the old days, yes, I'm dating myself again. Back in the old days, back in the late 90s, 2000s, you had guys wait until the bowl game to announce their decisions. Now you have guys across the country announce the decision ahead of the bowl game. And of course, opting out. They have the opportunity to opt out. These guys, this K-State, this team, it's the culture. It's definitely a culture from the COVID year. Obviously, it's been well documented, the turnaround from that terrible season to right now. And has K-State in a pretty damn good position. Yeah, this is one of the better bowl games, definitely top of the list outside the college football playoff games, and which is going to be a monster day all around. Christmas Eve is in the books, but I'm talking about New Year's Eve. It's going to be probably more epic games of the college football season. None to mention that as well. You got rumors going around that you could possibly have those seniors who got the extra year because of the COVID season, could come back. We'll have to see what that entails. But we have a four-quarter game ahead of us here coming up on Saturday morning here. Just to recap K-State season as well real quick here. Blank South Dakota, and then handled Missouri. And then I think this was a turning point in the season here. Tulane, obviously, in the big bowl game. They won their conference. Tulane, K-State did not show up for this ball game. Defense, though, did. Offense did not. And which turned out to be probably the turning point in this game. And you can probably even say the K-State beating Oklahoma. Now, we didn't know Oklahoma was going to suck at that moment of time back in September 24th earlier this year. But K-State, huge win on the road there. You handle Tech at home, and then you escape. You beat Iowa State on the road by one in a defensive struggle, an offensive struggle, really, in that ball. Your defenses took over in that one, and then, obviously, the well-documented loss on the road in Fort Worth. Then you blanked Oklahoma State, which I referenced to you guys a few weeks ago, and then the loss of Texas, which was a frustrating one there as well. That's been documented as well all season long since that happened. Then you manhandle Baylor, take care of West Virginia, take care of your rival as well, Kansas, and then you upset TCU and hand them their first loss of 2022 a few weeks ago, which puts you in the All-State Sugar Bowl, which a lot of people had marked really 3 weeks prior. You had K-State already pretty much a lock for New Orleans, which leads us to game week. Yes, game week here in Manhattan, which is going to be down in New Orleans. So you're going to get a lot of coverage down there, obviously, beginning today. Just a lot going on, and I'm going to be paying attention to a lot of people have been paying attention to that, and a lot of folks will be down there. I know a lot of my friends will be down there as well, so I will not be – yes, it's SEC country, but I will not be shocked if K-State outnumbers Alabama. That's how big this game is. We know K-State Nation travels well down to every bowl game as well. But I'm excited for this game. The matchups the individual matchups are outstanding in this game. Obviously, you got the bigger and badder Alabama against pesky K-State, hardworking, grinding out K-State. I'm excited for this matchup. So we'll see what happens as we go along, and maybe, obviously, and it'll probably be re-referenced again on this week's weekly edition of the podcast, which will be the last one of 2022. Oh, by the way, so definitely make sure you're subscribed to this podcast wherever you get your podcast there as well. So, but yeah, Alabama, K-State, New Year's Eve, almost New Year's Eve, 11 a.m. kick, Central Time, 12 Eastern Time on ESPN to kick off really a monumentous day of college football and a monumentous day for K-State Athletics as well, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap it up on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition of the PPPD. This is the show. Remember, don't forget, last night you had a late Christmas gift. Episode 136 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with our special guest, returning special guest, Matty Gage, Director of On-Campus Recruiting. Join us again for the second time this semester. Join us. That was an awesome, wonderful, enjoyable conversation there. I am not going to spoil that. Please go back, download it, check that out. She was with us for episode 114 earlier this year as well. And our other returning special guest, Keelan Valentine as well, has been with us three episodes this semester as well. So definitely make sure you check those out. And we have some other great content from this year as well. So feel free, look at it, subscribe it, tell your K-State friends, do the thing that you always do on this podcast. We really appreciate your support throughout the year on this podcast as this thing continues to grow as well. It's been enjoyable. The numbers continue to be consistent week in and week out, and we can't do without you guys' support. We really can appreciate it from Nicole's, Alcine, myself as well. So we're definitely excited for the new year as well. But we got unfinished business here in 2022. K-State, Alabama, coming up Christmas Eve, All-State Sugar Bowl.